You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Crony Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Alexa LaSanta from Annie, Sound of Music, and The Perfect Fit is here. And Sarah McKinley Austin, who is Matilda in Matilda, is joining us. So please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. It has been such a wonderful and extremely busy week, and I am so excited to share that my musical, The Perfect Fit, will be live streamed as a perfectly distant concert from the incredible New World Stages in NYC. Unlike so much of what we watch now, it will actually be live. So you at home will be watching it as we, from New York City, will be singing it. And as you know, anything can happen in live theater, so stay tuned. That's really what I miss the most about live theater. It doesn't matter how many times I've seen a show, there's always something that changes. Whether it's the interaction between cast members or the audience, it's always slightly different. We will miss interacting with a live audience, but at home, you can unwrap as many plastic candies as you would like without bothering anyone. I mean, this could really change live theater. Imagine not having a tall person sitting in front of you during a Broadway show, or bringing in dinner and snuggling on the couch to watch Broadway, or not having to take the train back from the city at 11 p.m. So, for more information or to get tickets before they close out, go to perfectfitmusical.com/tickets. Although I know you cannot be in the audience to watch the Perfect Fit Musical's live stream, I know that you can still be there with us virtually. I mean, that's kind of the theme for 2020, being there with people without actually being together in person. That actually reminds me of a song by Marshmello called Here With Me. So, here's my take on Here With Me.
Can I tell you something just between you and me? When I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free. Every single word is perfect as can be.
Sleep, 'cause I need you here with me.
something just between you and me. When I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free. Every single word is perfect as can be. 'Cause I need you here with me.
I love that song so much. My next guest is definitely here with me virtually, and I can't wait until I can see her again in person. I met her when I was in West Palm Beach, Florida, performing with Forbidden Broadway, The Next Generation, and we've been great friends ever since. Not only is she my very talented friend, she's also a virtual cast member in The Perfect Fit. I'm so happy to welcome Alexa LaSanta back to The Early Night Show. Hi, Alexa.
Hi.
I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show.
Thank you so much. I'm super happy to be back.
I'm really happy to have you back on. How have you been doing now that school's in session?
I've been doing good. School takes up a lot of time, but it's been taking some adjusting. But yeah, I'm good.
Which one do you prefer, online school or in-person school?
I prefer online school because I really like homeschooling. Like, ever since I got home from tour, I wanted to homeschool again, so.
I really love online school because it allows me to work at my own pace. So if I have a job, I'm able to, like, get more work done, and it allows me to work ahead, so I don't need to do any school during rehearsals.
True.
I know that in addition to being an amazing singer and actress, you're also a dancer. Have you been able to resume dance classes yet?
Yes. So I have been doing in-person dance classes at my dance studio since beginning of the summer, because we did them on Zoom before, but then we went back and we obviously had masks and social distancing and stuff like that. But yes, we're back in.
Of course, we have some really exciting news to share. You're one of our amazing virtual cast members for The Perfect Fit, the musical's upcoming live concert at New World Stages on November 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So excited.
Have you heard any of the songs from The Perfect Fit before?
Yes, because I got to watch the online concert. I mean, I couldn't see it when it was off Broadway, but I did watch the online concert, so yeah.
Yay! Did you have any favorite songs from the show?
Obviously, it's the Tonys Are My Super Bowl because, well, you sang it, and also because that's how I would describe it to anybody who's, like, well, a sports fan and who doesn't know theater, because that happens a lot. I don't know. That happens a lot.
How do you feel about seeing live theater from New York City, 1,000 miles away from where you live?
I think it's really cool because before, I mean, I wouldn't be able to watch as much New York theater as I would want to because I would have to go to New York. And I think it's a really cool concept that we get to do it online because I don't have to live in New York or go to New York to be able to see shows and stuff like that.
I feel like this virtual platform really allows us to expand on more things and really allows us to think of new innovative ways to create live theater again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so, so excited to have you a part of The Perfect Fit, the musical's virtual cast. Anyway, while you're here, what do you think about singing a song for us?
Of course.
What would you like to sing?
I'm going to be singing In the Middle of a Moment from James and the Giant Peach.
Cool. I wish James and the Giant Peach would come to Broadway, and I can't wait to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
If this is what my family has to be, then I don't need one watching over me. A family doesn't make you sleep outside. A family doesn't laugh and say you lie. Remember what a home is. Think of how your life could be. But you're stuck in the middle of a moment. Can't crawl out of where you are. Only steps away. But you can't see that far. Stuck
have to think in ways you've never thought. You'll have to make the best of what you've got. Find the answers hiding in between. See a door that no one's ever seen. Something's there, you feel it. Stop to look, it's all around. So you're stuck in the middle of a moment. No clear path, no shining star. Just a step away, the world's okay. So try to see that far. There, in the middle of a moment, you're halfway to somewhere. Moving through. Cause there is magic. Now you know. You made magic. Made it grow. And my
wonderful, Alexa, and I cannot wait to hear you sing some songs from The Perfect Fit as one of our virtual cast members. My next guest toured the country as Matilda in the Broadway tour of, well, Matilda. I'm so happy to welcome Sarah McKinley Austin to The Early Night Show.
Hi, Sarah!
Hi, Josh!
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back on The Early Night Show!
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me back.
Of course. How have you been doing now that school's resumed?
I've been doing pretty well. I just actually went back to in-person school from doing online. I really feel like I need a teacher, and I just love seeing my friends, even though I have to wear a mask, but it's all worth it to really see my friends.
Definitely. Being stuck in quarantine has really, really made me miss human interaction in person.
Oh my gosh, yes.
What do you miss most about live theater?
Live theater, what I miss most, I just love having an audience and interacting with my cast members and directors because they're such great people that I really miss having that interaction and being able to perform with them and being able to enjoy like what I do with the audience.
Yeah. I do too, but thankfully through this new virtual environment, instead of just like a certain amount of people being limited to go into the theater, now we're able to literally include as many people through live streams and cool things like that.
Yes, it's actually really great now also because you really get to include more and discover what you can do virtually as well.
How have you been involved in the arts over the past few months?
So over the past few months of quarantine, I obviously haven't been going out much or doing anything with theater out. So I've been doing every week, I've been doing private lessons with my voice teacher and private lessons with my acting teacher and doing some Dance Molinari dance classes and some master classes online with other Broadway performers. And it's just been a great experience.
I am so excited to sing Love is an Open Door with you. What made you select that song?
So when I found out I would be coming back to the Early Night Show to do a duet with you, I got in contact with my voice teacher and my acting teacher. We went over some duet ideas and we just thought Love's an Open Door would be a perfect idea. I love the song, I love the music in Frozen, and I just love the show, so I'm glad I get to do this with you.
Yeah, I'm so excited to sing with you. Disney, I absolutely love Disney, and Frozen the musical and Frozen the movie have such memorable songs, and Love's an Open Door is definitely one of my favorites. Well, I'm ready whenever you are.
Alrighty, let's do it.
I say something crazy? I love crazy. All my life has been a series of doors in my face, and then suddenly I bump into you.
I was thinking the same thing, cause like, I've been searching my whole life to find my own place. And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
But with you, I find my own place.
I see your face, and it's nothing like I've ever known before. Love's an open door. Love's an open door. Love's an open door with you.
With you.
With you.
With you.
Love's an open door. I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
I've never met someone who thinks so much like me.
Jinx again! Our mental synchronization can't have but one explanation. You and I were just meant to be.
Say goodbye
to the pain of the past. We don't have to feel it anymore. Love's an open door. So much more with you,
with you,
with you,
with you.
Love's an open door. Can I say something even crazier? Do you want to be on the early night show?
Yes.
That was so much fun, Sarah. I think you would be a perfect Anna in the revival of Frozen one day. If you want to perform and sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok, at Joshua Turchin, and look for some of my piano videos. Record duet, use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the early night show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Alex LaSanta and Sarah McKinley Austin. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy, wear a mask, and vote!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.